Potter City presents Dominion 2024. 14 days of fasting and more prayers. Theme, possessing your possessions. Obadiah 1:17. But on Mount Zion, there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Host, God's servant, Prophet Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie. Date, 4th to 17th March, 2024. Venue, Potter City, Myocho Pram Pram. Time, 4:30 p.m. sharp. Be there to take your possessions in a year of positive surprises and flourishing.
This is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is
the Bible. The Bible says, I, the man, will leave my father and my mother and be joined to the woman that I'm married to. Ooh, marriage is more than sex. Marriage is more than children. Marriage is a union covenant established by God. He has his own reason for how we came together. So there are children you are going to give birth to them. You are caretakers. They are God's property. That is why God uses people. At a certain point, he takes them out of your hand and he uses them. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? He has used our foolish preaching. So all of you who have your master's degree, the preaching I'm preaching is not sensible. It's not sensible. It's foolishness. Come and pay tight. In your severe name. Mean try tight in a D. What are they crushing with me tight in auto? Now, come here, then I'm like. You know, interestingly, I don't live by even whatever you have in a church. I've left that stage. But you see, even if I sit down and say, this church has not bought me a car, it has sold me pastor. Church is not responsible to buy a car for their pastors. Let me show you how it works. When God was sharing the land, he left the Levitical tribe. They didn't have land. And God established a law that the people that serve at the temple, you people should go and work. When you work, bring 10% so that they don't have a land. They don't have to do farming because they can't farm and do service at the temple. When I come to the city and I don't find the temple and the altar, I will judge you people. When the altar is there, people must serve at the altar. Some of you become Christian because we obey God. He saved all of us, but out of the salvation, he calls some and make them apostles and prophets and teachers. So as I'm standing, it's not democracy, I'm called. What is the validation of my calling? I don't have any church in Abrochiri. I don't have any branch church or anything, but I can go there and say, I'm doing a program. Ooh. Somebody was in Malaysia. He had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord told him in a dream that take a flight and cross for about 18 hours because my servant is preaching in London and go and listen to him. And when you go, have a word. And he's the second person I gave the prophecy. Describe everything. Describe his father's business. How he's handled. They were in tears. They had the dream. And later they told me everything we saw in the dream is what happened. So this is not an answer story. I didn't finish what I was saying. So girl, you go and work in Bank of Ghana. You open the biggest saloon in Ghana. You be one of the top lawyers and bring tithe. And God said the Levitical priesthood must live on your 10%. That one, the world will not accept it. Because fact-mindedness will not accept certain, but truth-mindedness. So God is saying that, listen, the only way I will bless the 90 is because you have sent the 10. And the priest, I don't do any work. So all the pastors, these ones that are sitting here, a time is coming, they must drive cars that your tithe bought it for them. See, and that one, there is nothing wrong with that. It's not every pastor that walk in the kind of grace I'm walking. I have a grace that people who don't even know me. I have grace that Muslims bless me. Muslims. One Muslim met me and said, I have been listening to you on Sony FM. You have been a blessing. Wow. If you are living by fact, you will not take it. Because the preaching of the cross, he has used our foolish preaching. Girl, the thing we preach, it doesn't appear to people who claim they are wise. And that wisdom will take them straight to hell. Go to the last verse. Let me close. It is foolish to the Jews. So look at it. The Jews, people who claim they are wise, the preaching of the cross is foolish to them. Who ask for signs from heaven. So they are saying that if they don't see a sign, they won't believe. They came to Jesus and said, show a sign. Jesus told them that you don't see a sign except the sign of Jonah. It means that your son will be a punishment one. Ha! To the Jews, they need a sign from heaven. And it is foolishness to the Greeks who seek what? Human wisdom. Look at the way the King James put it. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. And the come back, New Living Translation, human wisdom. So there is a wisdom, the base and the foundation is human. But there's a wisdom that is divine. It's from above. One way. That is why this gospel, somebody can be illiterate, but preach it. Because the wisdom is preaching is not of man. And if you think that you are educated so you won't listen, it will open up for you to enter here. Ha! It is foolish to the Greek who seek human wisdom. But look at those of us who believe in Christ. Look at this. Look at it. So when we preach that Christ was crucified, Jews are offended. Gentiles say it is all nonsense. Okay. Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant. The Bible says, being a just man, he decided not to make a public show of him, but tried to divorce her quietly. Until an angel visited him, and he said, take him, keep her, because that which is carried is of the Holy Ghost. I'm sure if it's a generation, this vision is not from God. And he'll come back. God deals with people that are righteous. And so that in the midst of all the challenges, they will obey what God is saying. That's what I'm saying. Because some of you are having ideas. You are watching social media, having ideas. Amen. Nobody is seeking. I'm not preaching anything to the world people. I'm talking about you. We are not even, we don't even want you to come to the place when you are separated. Married till Jesus comes. Amen. Challenges will come up. Stay there and solve it. Because all the material things we are talking, one day you will not need it. Cars, you will not need it. Also, if you need good help to drive the cars. Oh, and if God doesn't give it to you, what are you going to do? You need sound mind. There are rich people who are in psychiatric hospital. Their properties are there, but their mind is not working straight. Oh, somebody is in a hospital, you can't turn from one direction to the other. You are sitting here. Amen. I wish above all things that you prosper, really. You are healthy and you are born again. Stand to your feet. Well, it's hard, but take it like that. Somebody say fact and somebody say truth. Which one are you choosing? Don't pretend though. Because some of you, you are heavy duty receiver of the facts. Amen. A lot of things has attacked marriage. Beijing Conference of Women, International Conference of Women's Rights. A lot of things are fighting the truth. Hallelujah. Equal partners. There are different things they are saying. So when you're looking, I say, if you don't sit down and study the Bible, as all this thing is passing through your mind, you come to the place and you come. And you rebel against the word that says, wife, submit yourself to your own husband. So I told them in London, I said, don't provoke your husband. If your husband gets angry, you are the victim. Do you know one of the things that make marriage work? Apart from everything, respect.
Yes, sir.
Respect. If I have opportunity to do a marriage conference now, in these difficult times, I will tell women who are smart, who are wise, once a while, to look at their husband and say, honey, thank you for being there.
I hear your husband don't commit adultery. Your husband is always at home. He provides for the family. He, if need be, he tried to improve even what you have. But you have never looked at the man and said, thank you. Do you know why? It's not easy to be a man. It's not easy to be a man. Especially if you see your husband is walking, living a righteous life. Don't take it for granted. Women are applying pomade in their stomach. Some men are standing at the all night kaboya. Who knows whether they applied it and it couldn't work on them? You say, bro, all night, how much? Oh, there, you're not the friend. You should know. Oh, there, you're a frog. When you boss, I'm going to do much. You say, yeah. You'll be going like this. Because nothing is resisting the power. Jesus said, pray that you will not enter into temptation. Pray that you will not enter. All these are temptations flying the way, but prayer will defend and prevent you from entering. That means that you can be a woman sitting at home, your husband is in the office, but somebody is applying cream to charm him. But he's under certain influence. So sometimes the way you are angry, you are running away from the marriage. They are stealing your marriage. You don't understand. So listen. Once in a while, you have to look at your husband and say, honey, God bless you. You know what it does to a man? It encourages him to do more. Don't look at him and tell him, useless man. Don't. And don't pretend as if he has done nothing. Look at where he picked you from. It's not easy to be a man. This generation, because men want to score points. It is good for a man to know that he has a car, he has bought a car for his wife. He has done. If man don't meet their needs, it can affect their way of thinking. So those who are doing it, don't take it for granted. It's Christian maturity for you to look at the man and say, honey, thank you for being there. We bless God for your life. You have been a good man. All the stubborn women, they didn't clap because they don't know what I'm talking about. What they say? It's responsibility. I'm so sorry that you can say things like that. Having to see rich people who doesn't take care of their children and their wife. Having to see one. Having to see men who pretend they don't have money, but they are giving their girlfriends money. Yeah. Having to heard of things like that. Hey, please. Slap a woman and say, be mature. Tell him, grow. Tell her, grow. 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 Finally, that is why all the young people that has come in here, let me tell you something, daughters, let me tell you something. Learn how to talk. Learn how to do what? Talk. Never talk as the way you talk to your sisters and your brothers' house. Don't take it to marriage.
Wow. Thank you.
Number two. Some of you are dad abbas, you are mama abbas. I mean, you go for shopping, you buy things. You might not marry a man who buy you those things. He's believing God. So when you marry that guy, don't try to tell him, let's go for shopping in Osu. No. His upbringing is not like that. Be smart. He will do it in the future, but not now.
Thank you.
This is wisdom. Lift up your two hands, stand to your feet. Am I preaching? Have I blessed somebody here today? Have you taken the word? Because, listen, Mr. my dear, even the children, we are raising them. We are doing things for them that we didn't have the opportunity to have it. We have to let them know that they will not necessarily marry men or women. Some of our sons will not marry girls who look like them. And some of our daughters will not marry guys. When my wife married me, this is not my state. This is a version that has gone through different stages. Phases and stages. Some of you, all you know is prophet, I know of this version. Go back to the archives. And check. So it's possible you can sit here as a young girl and you think that you need a man like this. This one is almost 30 years version. 30 years version of preaching. I upgrading and downgrading, testing and trial, up and downs, going through hardship, sometimes crying with tears, sometimes disappointment, sometimes betrayal, sometimes starting all over again. All over again. And pressing, and pressing, and pressing, and pressing, and pressing, and pressing, and coming to this person. So he can meet me in the plane. I'm sitting in the first class. I didn't start from there. Life is in phases. You can see me driving a nice Range Rover. I didn't start from there. I used to come to church and my car has no starter. So if you invite me, the place is not mountainous, I won't come. Because I must park the car and put the chalk and use my leg to remove the stone and put it on second gear and start it. It is very important for wherever I go. Maybe if my wife was looking for a very same man like this, he would never have had what he had. Because it's a different thing altogether. So I know what I'm preaching. If you go and marry a footballer, he never get tired. She just kick his leg on a leather full of air and make $1 million. You can't compare yourself to that person. Some of them start making money when they were 16 years. And they start becoming millionaires at 16. Not everybody can take that version of life. So, if you are there, your marriage system is different from somebody who are starting life. But if you don't take care, you apply their method into your method. You can't even induct the language of Hollywood into your system. Their world is totally different. Football is a world. Boxing is a world. Their world is totally different. Yours must base on the world. Unfortunately, that is what you listen to and make comment. You cannot apply their word into your system of the world. If you are a child of God, you cannot even marry based on the movies you watch. Because I told you earlier, they are acting. When you take a step in your home, it must be based on the word. It takes a spirit to go to your husband and say, honey, I'm sorry. If you don't have love in you, you can't say that. If you don't want to maintain peace, you can't say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry will not be in your language. You will defend your foolishness. Until Satan creeping. When something leaves the natural into the supernatural, you are in trouble. So, it's a different ball game altogether. That is why the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Because between the time the sun appears and the sun is going down, if the anger is still there, it will get into the spirit. When it gets into the spirit, solving it is more difficult. So, in the natural, you can say, I'm sorry, and kill the anger. That can lead to resentment. Because when people get angry at a certain point and the anchor is not short, it will come to the place that everything you do, meaning should be read into it. And when meaning should read into it, it will spark more anger and more argument. And then you go and bring the past into the present. And you say things that is already in your memory. And then it gets to resentment. Then you have imagination eyes. This is a wrong woman. This one is just there to destroy your life. Imaginations. There is nothing like when you are angry, Satan is pumping words. Say this. Don't let her cheat you. Look at what he's saying. It's because of this that he didn't cook. I told you he's stubborn. All these demons are talking. He's stubborn. I told you. Right from the first day. Do you remember what you said when we were courting? That he was going to disturb you. The disturbance has started. Then his spot is courting. I know you are going to disturb me. Then, if you like, say, I know you are going to disturb me. You see what you say. You say that you are rather the cause of the disturbances. Then what you say, that he's already, the demons are, by the time they are talking to you, they are talking to your wife too. So the guy says, when he says, say that, you are the cause of the disturbances. Then they call, you are the cause of the disturbances. You are a very stubborn woman. Tell him that, if I'm stubborn, then you are the head of all stubbornness. Then the devil is playing through your mind. So then, if you don't take it, you go and say something that you didn't plan to say. You got to resentment. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Let me have one faithful person. So, I see the hands there. Even those of you who hands are there, you are the one who know what I'm talking about. It's there. And before you know it, has sparked a war and battle. That small thing that started, now, you are calling lawyers. So, in anger, you go and see your lawyer. Lawyer, no, you will be angry that. Nah, the way my wife is doing, I think I can continue.
And then you are falling, you are threatening. This marriage that has been glorious for over 10, 15 years with children. This is something you can see is the devil. When those anger and bitterness come, you forget about the welfare of the children. Whichever way it goes. You, the man, has now caused separation. You have taken the three children. You have put a court in John that the woman can only see the children once in a week. I'm prophesying. Then you have left the children with a girlfriend that caused the breakage of the marriage. And whilst you are not there, he's slapping them and telling them, nobody can treat your children the way you treat them. You have transferred something to the next generation. They will grow up bitter. They will grow up resentful. Bah. The pictures are in the Bible. Two couples have divided the children. They are twins. Rebecca loved Jacob. Isaac loved Esau. So they are sleeping in the same bedroom. Their children are sleeping in the same bedroom, but they hate each other. Because you are no mommy like you and no daddy like you. Wow. This one is going to get inheritance. And this one used tricks to get it for this. Divided family. And it's cut off. The Lord give you grace. Listen. What is the conclusion? Don't go by the fact. Go by what? Because the truth will set you free. In order not to build it to where I'm talking. These are practical things I'm teaching. These are things people are facing it daily. Daily. You come to the place, you know, then the devil empower you to use sex as a weapon. There is another woman the devil has already manipulated to come and play around your husband. Come to the office and try to console. Why are you so down? What's going on? Are you okay? He's being nice. And Obia here, Richard. Why are you so down? Is everything okay? I'm telling you, my wife is giving me hell. You? Somebody's giving you hell? I tell you, every woman's dream and prayer. But so, with tea, none of the size, you know, increase. Now, I don't know. Lunch time. No, Abba. The way you are down, I just book a lunch. Let's go for lunch. You come to Porter's on time, no more wine, but now you are the influence to drink wine. I can't just say wine, no. You just take it and eat. And then once you got there, he remove your jacket for you. You put it there. You are under reset. All of you are clapping. God has blessed you already. No, Obroni, what I'm telling you is practically happening to people. Anyway, yeah. I like the way you have eaten and everything. And then it's there. The devil can even let the girl car break down. In the office. Start here, start it. It's about 10 assets. Oh, what's happening in your car? Let me drop you. Because I'll be if you went in here tonight. If you know, there's tensions when you're now dropping. Ready. My track and my jack, my duke, we can awaken, we can awaken. Oh, see, can I have a hug? Catch on as a fat. Now, listen, that act is going to reinforce their fight at home.
Yes.
That is where you enter hardened heart. Satan has taken over. Now he's in control. You have been reset. You are set to negative satanic reset. You are set to straight. Now also again, Okwa, Bank of Ghana, auditing department. Now another guy is Waba. Are you okay? Tell you, I'm not okay. Tell you what my husband is doing. Really? Your husband? Does he really know the woman he has married you? Ready. Lift up your 2 hands. So you can be sitting in church and sometimes while you are coming, your wife, you are fighting.
And you are Wakuma is so hard that after church, irrespective of what I preach, you will not still come together. Because the only way you obey the word of God is come and say, honey, look at all these stupid things we are doing. Please, let this thing end. What do we gain from this fighting? Please, I love you. Please, 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 please. Is there? Now, watch this. If your heart is hard after church. And then your wife is talking to some other friends in the protocol. Hey, please, where are you? Next time you do that, I can't wait for you. I told you. I will drive away. You come with Uber. Harden heart. Uber kwa. Original. You can be a pastor, you can be anything. God richly bless you. Nobody will give you a word for all this tension. You are just inviting demons into your house. Blessed are the peacemakers. They will inherit the kingdom. Because peace is not just you are playing cool music. It's a fruit of the spirit. So, irrespective of all your money, everything, you need peace. Do things that gives you peace. Things like, never mind, I say, don't do it. Don't fornicate. Stay with your wife. It brings peace. Peace. There's too much tension. What do you do when you have a wife and woman, like a young girl from the choir came to tell you I'm pregnant? No, you want to cover up your what you have done. The next thing is murder. After the sin of fornication, the next sin is murder. David slept with Bathsheba, he killed his husband. Yes, sir. You can see the lineup is going there. So, in order to just have, you can never know the value of peace until you compromise it. They realize that it's a very essential commodity. All prosperity, all advancement, good health, they are rooted in peace. Nobody can be peaceful. And sometimes some sickness leave you. Recent statistics in America says that highest killer and cause of a lot of sickness is stress. Stress is as a result of disobedience and of the absence of walking in what God said. Fighting in the house brings stress. Watching social media as a young girl and not studying and sleeping late, the next day you'll be stressful. Because those things, the spirit behind it is addictive. So you need to know Christ to break out. You can flip for 5 hours and not know. Because the stories are different. Now we have a chum. Now we have a chum. So for what? Dimpaya, koyaba, koyaba, koyaba. Me call no social media. Oh my, but no baby. We track a rat. You have grieved the Holy Spirit. You have walked the presence of God walk out. Because not everything God wants you to walk.
Porter City presents Dominion 2024. 14 days of fasting and more prayers. Theme, possessing your possessions. Obadiah 1:17. But on Mount Zion, there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Host, God's servant, Prophet Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie. Date, 4th to 17th March, 2024. Venue, Porter City, Nyocho Pram Pram. Time, 4:30 p.m. sharp. Be there to take your possessions in a year of positive surprises and flourishing.
Porter's Hour is brought to us by Porter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Porter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Pukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location, Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Porter City, Miocho, Pram Pram Road, Friday, Mega All Night Service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m., Sunday morning Empowerment Service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the